Hey, Emma, did I ever tell you about that one time that I went to Isle Royal?
Yeah, you have.
Oh, I'm going to tell it again.
Okay.
Once upon a time, Cheyenne and her friend Haley went on a trip to Isle Royal. We took a boat across Lake Superior from Grand Portage, Minnesota, to Isle Royal National Park, which is technically in Michigan. We took this trip in the beginning of June 2018. We drove all night to make it to the boat that took us to the island, so by the time we had gotten to the island, we had been up for over 12 hours. But we spent the rest of the day exploring the island close to where we chose to camp until it was getting dark. We set up our tent in a spot right on the edge of the creek, and the creek was called Washington Creek. It was a beautiful spot, and we got settled in and were asleep before 10 p.m. It was about 5:45 a.m. when I woke up. The sun was just starting to rise. I had woken up because I heard some water moving in the creek that was just out from the end of our tent where our feet were pointed. So I was just opening my eyes and stretching when I heard a loud splashing sound. That made me sit bolt upright in my sleeping bag. I flew forward to the door of the tent and whipped open the door zipper. You wouldn't believe what I saw standing right outside my tent in the creek.
What was it?
It was a moose! The first moose I had ever seen in the wild was standing only about 20 feet away from me, just hanging out in the creek, getting some breakfast. I turned to Haley and shook her awake and whispered, "Haley, there's a moose in the creek." Because the moose was so close, I was afraid that if I talked loud, it would hear us and get scared. Haley sat bolt upright, just like I had, and looked out of the tent and said, "Where?" It was so funny because it was the first moose we got to see, and it was standing right in front of our tent, plain as day, and she didn't even see it because she didn't have our glasses on yet. She put on her glasses, and we proceeded to take about 98 pictures of this moose. Well, he just had some breakfast and calmly walked around in the creek. One thing that we noticed after we got over the initial shock of seeing this moose was that he looked pretty disheveled and his hair was patchy. Later that day, we saw another moose in a pond that we happened to hike past, and this second moose seemed very agitated and uncomfortable. He was jumping around in the pond and trying to splash water on his back.
Why? Was he warm or something?
I thought that too, but there was a woman further up the trail that was watching him, and she said that the moose population on Isle Royal had a bad tick problem, and it was spreading really fast because of the growing population that was not being taken down by wolves because there were only two wolves left on the island at that time. This made me wonder more about the moose and the wolves on the island.
Well, you know, the island of Isle Royal is the longest research study of its kind. It's been going on since 1958.
Well, duh.
Rude. Anyways, they have started relocating wolves from Minnesota to the island to help control the population of the moose.
Oh, that's interesting. But why are they trying to control the population of the moose?
Well, the moose are actually having problems with ticks since their population has skyrocketed in the last few years due to the low predation from wolves on the island. The moose tick, or Dermacentor albopictus, survives on Isle Royal on the blood of moose and no other animal. Its existence depends entirely on moose. It weighs only 1/1,000,000th the weight of a moose and consumes just a fraction of an ounce of blood during its lifetime. The moose tick may cause as much, if not more, suffering for moose than wolves or starvation do. In the winter, 80,000 or more ticks may live on a single moose. Moose lose gallons of blood and much of their insulating fur due to these horrific little creatures. Every year around June 18th, moose lose their sad-looking, tick-damaged, old winter coats and transform to beautiful, shiny, and thick coats with no trace that they were ever affected by ticks at all.
Well, next time I go, I'm definitely waiting until they get their new coats so I don't have to see them when they're shedding.
However, high and increasing levels of ticks may play a role in the decline of moose abundance. Due to this factor, ticks seem to influence not only the moose, but consequently wolves. The impacts don't stop there. Ticks affect Isle Royal vegetation as well. Ticks seem to have a large influence on Isle Royal's community through their impacts on moose. Tick abundance seems to be influenced by weather. Ticks thrive during warm springs, summers, and falls. And with global temperature on the rise, it seems that ticks could become a bigger problem over time.
Wow, Emma, that is fascinating. I didn't know any of that, and I'm shocked that such a little tick can do such big damage.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about how you saw your moose standing in the creek, and I think it's interesting because moose love water and spend most of their time in it. The moose's association with water is so distinctive that moose may appropriately be considered the hippopotamus of the North Country.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Hippopotamus of the North Country? Oh, Emma, you silly goose. What a funny thing to say.
Okay. Anyways, water offers lots of good things to moose. Water lets moose cool down. In the water, moose reduce their respiration rates by almost 30%. Water also brings nutrition, as you noted when you saw your moose leaning down and eating something from the creek. Aquatic plants are the best source of protein and sodium out of all the food that moose consume. They actually eat 30 to 40 pounds of vegetation a day. That would be like you or me eating 7 pounds of leafy vegetables every single day.
Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts, but not that much. Anyways, water also can mean safety to moose. Standing in just a few feet of water could mean the difference between getting attacked by a wolf and not getting attacked.
That is really cool. I didn't know they spent that much time in water. I heard that the wolves on Isle Royal also have an interesting story to tell.
Yeah, they sure do, Cheyenne. At the beginning of 2018, when you went to the island, there were only 2 wolves on the island compared to 24 in 2009, just 9 years before. The 2 wolves that were left were half-siblings and also father and daughter.
Oh man, that is messed up.
Yeah, it's pretty sad actually. But at the same time as the wolf population was decreasing from 2009 to 2018, the moose population also increased from 530 in 2009 to more than 1,500 in 2018. In the late fall of 2018, more wolves were brought to the island to help bring up the wolf population so that the moose population would go back down. There were 4 wolves, 3 females, and 1 male brought to the island at separate times in September and October. The only new male wolf that was brought to the island died shortly after being relocated there in December. One of the female wolves that was brought to the island in fall of 2018 has left the island this February via the ice bridge that formed this year as a result of the frigid cold temperatures. This leaves only 4 wolves on the island, the original male and female, and the 2 new females that were introduced in the fall.
I heard that ice bridges used to form on Lake Superior that connected the island to the mainland for more than 50 days in the winter, which was when wolves historically had time to migrate to or from the island. But over the last 20 years, ice bridges have been much less common and consistent, so that's partially why there were only 2 super interbred wolves left on Isle Royal. I thought this was interesting, but also really sad. I was glad to hear that ice bridges formed this year, even if it meant one of the newly introduced wolves left. I know they plan on introducing about 20 to 30 more wolves over the next 3 to 5 years.
Yep, the wolves and moose on Isle Royal is really interesting, and I hope to hear more about this study's success in the future.
Me too, Emma. Me too. Thanks for teaching me so much about Isle Royal.
Anything for you, Cheyenne.